I don't know if you guys are ready or not, but this is your host with the most. This is XP, and it's keeping it real and black. You feel me? So check this out, guys. I don't know if you're excited like I am, but fuck, yo, I'm ready for this Trump shit, this inquiry. I'm ready for this motherfucker to get out of office. You don't understand this. He just causes all types of damage. But he is very comical. I give him that. He's so fucking funny. He's one of those presidents I never thought in a million years he fucking like talk his shit. Twitter, yo, that shit's fucking crazy, yo. Shit's crazy. He wasn't playing no fucking games, yo. But either way it goes, he's talking about grabbing bitches by the pussy, giving porn stars hush money. Like, yo, that nigga got a dip, yo. Like, come on, man. Trump, man. Like, nigga, he's orange, man. He's not even a white president. He's an orange president. This motherfucker sleep with Cheetos on his face, okay? Shit, it's, you know, it just gets me tight, you know. Trump, that hair, I don't know if it's real or fake, you know. Fuck, you know. It's just some crazy shit, man. I'm just ready for him to get out of office. But I already know this motherfucker gonna pay millions, probably even more. Like, shit, nigga might throw out like $1 billion or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? $1 billion just to, you know, just swipe that shit on the rug. Like, I never in my entire life met a president, like, everything he get accused of, all he says is fake news. Yo, Trump, is it true that you say, hey, you gonna grab these women by the pussy? Fake news. They sweep that shit right under the rug. Yo, is it true that you and Putin went out and had an orgy and shit like that? Fake news. That's all this dude has to say, and they sweep that shit under the rug. But after that little slick shit, they been spying on his ass and all that shit. Now they got that shit, like, out in the open. I don't know what the fuck was going on. He having secret conversations with fucking different countries and shit. Different leaders of countries, you know, being that slick. You know, he always trying to, I don't know, man. This nigga, I don't know what Trump is trying to do. I don't know. We all are confused. All we know is he's talking shit about women. He despises women. He honestly believes that women should be in fucking kitchens and, you know, cleaning bathrooms and all that shit, which I don't believe in. You know, just Trump, you know, he's just one of them old-timey motherfuckers. He supposedly, he's 70 years old, which fucking surprised me because this motherfucker look 100. But, yo, it's all good, yo, so fuck it, man. I'm just waiting for this nigga to get out of office and shit. But the funny shit about me, I said about me, oh my God, excuse me, folks, you know, I'm going too fast. The funniest shit about him is when they killed a terrorist named Baghdadi. Yo, I never thought in a million years I would hear an ISIS leader named Baghdadi. Like, that shit was hilarious. You should have seen, I don't know if I was the only one, but I know a lot of you guys have seen it too, I hope, on the news when Trump announced that, you know, military soldiers went in and killed Baghdadi, and I quote Trump, this is what Trump said. He specifically said, we had him cornered in a tunnel. He was crying like a baby. I bust out laughing, yo, when I heard that shit. I was like, yo, this dude has no filter. I'm pretty sure if it was any other president, if I was a president, I was like, yo, we eliminated the target. I would not give no description. Like, oh, yo, we had him in the corner. He shit his pants, pissed himself before one of the soldiers popped a bullet in his ass. But nah, I ain't gonna lie, though, Baghdadi, That's a rapper name, nigga. Like, I wouldn't be surprised in 2 or 3 years we have some Arabic rapper come out of the fucking woodwork and shit named Baghdaddy, you know what I'm saying? Baghdaddy, he's dropping these fucking bombs on the track, you feel me? That's a fire-ass name. I would adopt that shit, to be honest with you, but nah, I'm just gonna keep my shit, you know? But yo, I don't know, yo, that Baghdaddy, yo, I like that shit, yo. Like, yo, you know, girls, but oh, shit, Baghdaddy, oh, no, oh, my God, Baghdaddy, you turn me up. You know what I'm saying? I think he named himself that. I don't even think that's his actual name. You know what I'm saying? I think he meant to say bad daddy, but you know his accent and shit. So everybody, you know, like, oh yeah, we're just gonna call this motherfucker, you know, us Americans, yeah, we're gonna call this motherfucker Bag Daddy, you know, because that's what it said. We ain't gonna give him the fucking satisfaction of calling him Bad Daddy. I don't know what the fuck was in this terrorist mind. But he's in hell now, burning for all the crimes he committed against the U.S., you know what I'm saying? So, fuck Baghdaddy, all right? And again, we need to get this man out of office. He's the only one that keeps it real, I'm not gonna fucking lie. About, like, he speaks his fucking mind, but this fake news shit blows me, yo. It's like, if I was president and they just get me for small shit and all I have to say is fake news for them sweet shit on the rug, it should have been a game fucking changer. Like, this shit's fucking ridiculous, man. Like, we need to take a break, you know what I mean? I'm tired of fucking presidents, man. All us Americans need to have a fucking break, you know what I mean? We need to just have 1 year of fucking just chilling and see what fucking happens. If chaos breaks out, then we fucking get another president. But this shit is just it's stupid, man. Taxes, all this bullshit, man. It's killing us. It's killing America, man. We're supposed to fucking live a stress-free life, you know what I'm saying? Just traveling the world, you know, taking shits in peace, you know, eating out, you know, not getting nagged by at the wife or being cheated on or some shit, you know. We need to all live in peace, you know. This president shit's going crazy. We just need to take a fucking break and just relax, enjoy life, man, because yo, you never fucking know, man. North Korea, man. Them motherfuckers, they still trying to fuck us up, yo, on the low. Kim Jong-un, but, you know, we fucking blow his ass out the motherfucking water. He better be glad that fucking Dennis Rodman got his fucking back and shit, because, you know. But they can have Dennis Rodman ass and Rodman. I don't want to say his name right. They can have his strange ass and shit, because I wouldn't even consider that nigga black. The way that nigga act, I don't know. He's just a different creature and shit, you know? That's why we had to fucking draft his ass. So, Dennis Rodman is now fucking Korean, okay? That's it. Plain and simple. I don't know. This dude is fucking crazy. He fucking sides with a country that's trying to fucking destroy us. And then, I'm surprised motherfuckers didn't kick his ass out of America. But, you know, that's each his own, man. Each his own. You know, fuck it. You know. But yeah, that's all I got for tonight, folks. Just, you know, check out more of my episodes. Please check out my episodes. Please, I'm begging you. I need all the support I can get, because when I get up there and I get famous, I swear I'm blessing all, each and every one of you, okay? And just remember, this is your host with the most. Keeping it real and black, alright? XP out.